Hey guys, in this tutorial I will be showing you how to make this text effect. And this is a original tutorial by Oregonian. I've changed it a little bit, but originally it's by Oregonian. And Oregonian has her own little Kimp website. And that's kimpchat.com. And this is a really nice site. They've been giving it a facelift lately. And they've been adding tutorials and scripts and other resources, and you can show off your art and you can ask for help in here. So this site's really worth checking out, so go to kimpchat.com. But first we are going to do this tutorial. I'm going to close this one and start from fresh. Go to File, New, and we're using a template 800x600, or just type in 800x600 and then click OK. And now set your foreground color to this color, blue. And that's 2F88. And click OK. And set your background color to this color, light blue. And that's A7B7CD. And click OK. Now go to your blend tool. And set the shape to radial and repeat to triangular wave. And then from the middle, just stroke out a little bit like this. Until you've got an image that looks like this. Now go to File, New, and create a new file with the same size, 800x600, and click OK. And now go to your text tool and set your foreground color to black. You can do this by clicking on this icon here. And I'm using the font PTF Nordic Round in a size 250, and I'm just going to type in GIMP. And I'm going to resize this box so it fits nicely around the text. And then I'm going to click Close here. And now I'm going to go to my Alignment tool. And click once on my text. And then click on this button, Align Center of Target. And click on the button below it, Align Middle of Target. And now your text is nicely in the middle. Now go to your Layer dialog, and there's your text layer. Right click on it and click Layer to Image Size. Now go to this button here, that's the duplicate button, and duplicate your layer once by clicking on it once. Go back to your middle layer, right click on it and click merge down. Now go to your filters here, while being on your bottom layer. Filters, blur, Gaussian blur, and blur it by 15 both ways and click OK. And now go to your bottom layer, double click on it, and type in bump. And press enter on your keyboard, and now you've renamed the layer to bump. Now go to your top layer, make sure it's selected. Go to filters, light and shadow, lighting effects. And if you get this error message, just click OK. It's not anything to worry about. So now in lighting effects, set the distance to 0.554. Then go to Bump Map and tick Enable Bump Mapping. And on Bump Map Image, choose the a layer that has bump in its name, this one. Set the curve to spherical and set the maximum height to 0.01. Now go to Environment Map, and click Enable Environment Mapping. And if all's well, you will see this blue layer, or this blue image that we've just created as environment image. And that's the one you need. Now just click OK. And this is the nice text effect. And now we want to give this a nice background. So I'm going to go to my background layer called Bump. And then I'm going to go to my foreground color. And I'm going to change this to the same color, dark blue, as we used before. So with the same notation, and click OK. And I'm going to make my background color the same light blue as we used before. And click OK. Now I'm going to go to my blend tool again. And make sure that the shape is set to shaped spherical. And then just click and drag from the middle to the bottom. And let it blend. And there's your end result. With nice sort of floating metallic blue metallic text effect. And I hope you liked this tutorial, and if you did, then maybe you'd like to watch my other videos as well and subscribe. And check out kimpchat.com, it's a really nice website. And thank you for watching!